Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 30, 1805. Burial Vault. The weather being very bad, the party is kept from moving camp until December 7. So, Clark and the men have time to do a little exploring. Clark describes the burial vaults they find.
Some rain and hail with intervals of fair weather for the space of 1 or 2 hours at a time during the night until 9 o'clock this morning, at which time it cleared away and the sun shone for hours, several men out hunting. The Chinooks and others in this neighborhood bury their dead in their canoes. For this purpose, 4 pieces of split timber are set erect on end and sunk a few feet in the ground, each brace having their flat sides opposite to each other and sufficiently far asunder to admit the width of the canoe in which the dead are to be deposited. Through each of those perpendicular posts, at height of 6 feet, a mortise is cut, through which 2 bars of wood are inserted. On those crossbars, a small canoe is placed, in which the body is laid after being carefully rolled in a robe of some dressed skins. A paddle is also deposited with them. A larger canoe is now reversed, overlaying and embracing the small one, and resting with its gunwales on the crossbars. 1 or more large mats of flags or rushes are then rolled around the canoe, and the whole securely lashed with a long cord, usually made of the bark of the arborvita or white cedar. On the crossbars which support the canoes is frequently hung or laid various article of clothing, culinary utensils, and so forth. We cannot understand them sufficiently to make any inquiries. Captain William Clark, November 30, 1805.
Captain Lewis, who was out looking for a winter campsite, writes,
"Sent out 3 men to examine the country to the southwest. They returned after about 2 hours and informed me that the wood was so thick and obstructed by morasses and lakes that they were unable to proceed to the ocean. We now returned and ascended the inlet which we had last passed. No fresh appearance of elk or deer in our route so far. Continued our route up the large arm of the bay about 6 miles, and encamped on the starboard side of a high land." Captain Meriwether Lewis, November 30, 1805.
Tomorrow, Captain Lewis still searching.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.